you move in these circles, does that mean that you're actually connected with the court?
With whom else should I associate? Not with men of my own profession.
That's certainly incontrovertible.
I'm handicapped these days by illness. But good friends from the law court still visit me here from time to time. I am an instant fix for them. For instance, there's a dear friend of mine visiting me at this very moment. We were chatting here together when you two burst in and took us by surprise. He preferred to withdraw with his chair and his table into the corner. The chief clerk of the law court.
Where?
Oh, go dig a hole in the meadow. Oh, go dig a hole in the ground. Go dig a hole in the meadow. Let me lay pretty Corey down. For the last time I saw darling Corey, she was sitting on the bank of the sea. With a 44 around her and a banjo on her knee. Wake up, darling Corey. How can you sleep so sound? Highway robbers are coming, gonna tear your seal out down. Go away, darling Corey, and bring to me my gun. I ain't no man for trouble, but trouble just now begun. The last time I saw darling Corey, had a 45 in her hand. Kill them revenue officers if they leave here with my man. Go away, darling Corey. Quit your hanging around my bed. Whiskey has ruined my body. Pretty women will kill me someday. Across the deep blue ocean, across the deep blue sea. Go bring to me little Corey, wherever she may be. Wake up, darling Corey. Go do the best you can. I've got me another woman, you cannot you another man. Oh yes, my darling, I'll do the best I can. But I'll never give my pleasure for another gambling man.
What man?
That man in there?
You shouldn't have opened that door.
Well, who is he?
Oh, him. He doesn't matter. Here.
What do you mean he doesn't matter? Oh, no, I've got to go.
All right.
These are the back stairs. You'd better pretend you'd been waiting in the street. Say you'd begun to feel faint. You needed some fresh air.
What's he doing in there?
Waiting. He's a client. Here's your key.
What?
You know that little nurse is the advocate's mistress. You're facing a criminal charge. Do you want to make enemies? Do you want to lose your case?
You're waiting for?
Yes, I handed in several affidavits. That was some time ago. I'm waiting here for the result.
You certainly seem to be taking a good deal of trouble over it.
Well, yes, you see, it's my case.
I'm under arrest. You don't see me putting up affidavits. What makes you think that kind of thing is necessary?
I can't say exactly, but I handed in my affidavits.
You don't believe I'm under arrest?
Oh, yes, certainly.
Why not? Why don't you believe I'm under arrest? What do you take me for? You think I'm a judge?
Come all you brave old railroad men and listen while I tell the fate of Easy Orator, good man, we all loved well. This man was running on a road known as Virginian Line. He was a faithful engineer and pulled his train on time. oldest on the road. We always called him Dad. He loved his engine very much. He was the best we had. Frank O'Neill was his fireman. He was faithful, true, and brave. He stayed with Dad, he died with Dad, and filled a new-made grave. It was a bright spring morning on the 24th of May. The train crew was at Roanoke, they were feeling fine and gay. Train number 3 had left Roanoke en route for Huntington. These poor men did not know that they were making their last run. Dad pulled his train, a pleasing smile on his bright face did beam. He did not have to grumble, Frank sure kept him lots of steam. At 11:52 that day, they just left Ingleside. An eastbound freight crushed into them, they took their farewell ride. It seems that all good engineers to duty always sticks. Dad entered into service in the year 1906. He did not have to work to live, they begged him to retire. But Dad would not give his consent, to run was his desire. Dear ladies, if your husband runs an engine on the line, you may expect a message of his death most any time. All railroad men should live for God and always faithful be. Like Dad and Frank, they soon may pass into eternity.
Going to tell me one of your secrets.
All right, I'll give you a secret. I'm dismissing the advocate.
The advocate?
What?
I'm going to dismiss him from my case.
Dismiss? I'm tired of all these delays. Hassler's done
nothing.
Can't. He's either too old, too sick, or too indifferent.
He's dismissing the advocate.
Joseph! You stay out!
Leave him alone, Lenny. Has she been pestering you again?
Pestering me?
She finds all accused men attractive. It's a peculiarity of hers. She makes up to all of them, makes love to all of them. And when I allow her to, she tells me about these affairs to amuse me.
The vagaries of life that occur every day puzzles me, I must say. The vagaries of life that occur every day puzzles me, I must say. For on the right we see wealth and luxury, and on the left there is abject poverty. And while some of us are really merry, living happily, others dying in misery.
Thank you.
no Maya, please, as I'm your man to criticize creation's plans. But I see things happening on every hand that I really can't understand. In one house there's laughing and rejoicing, and just next door there's crying and lamenting. And while some of us are really merry, living happily, others dying in misery. Have their tables with all kind of foods complete, while some have nothing to eat. Some gorge themselves beyond satiation, others experience starvation, while some with dainties from all over the world are fed. Their brothers are dying for a crust of bread. And while some of us are really merry, living happily, others dying in misery. Some are born in velvet and stately castles, some see light in stables. Some go to universities for intelligence, while some grow up in ignorance. Some get confidence and belief, the other is a vagrant and thief. Even in debt, one is buried royally, the other interred disgracefully.
This evening for a specific reason?
Yes, I came here to tell you that I'm dispensing with your services.
We mustn't be in too much of a hurry.
I know you've done everything you can for me, and I appreciate it, but I'm afraid that more energetic steps are going to have to be taken.
That's a plan we can discuss.
It's not a plan, it's a fact. How many times have I come here, and what have you done for me? Nothing.
How many of my clients have reached the same point in their cases as you and stood here before me saying exactly the same things?
Maybe they had a reason to. They were probably all just as much in the right as I am.
It's true, you know. Accused men are attractive. Not that being accused makes any immediate change in a man's personal appearance. But if you've got the right eye for these things, you can pick out an accused man in the largest crowd. It's just something about them, something attractive. It can't be a sense of guilt. You can't all be guilty.
Standing on the long, lonesome road, I'm tired of standing on the long, lonesome road, thinking about my baby and got nowhere to go. It's far down the road, plain as I can see. It's far down the road, plain as I can see. See the woman I love standing, wavering after me. I run to a friend, fell down at her knee. I run to a friend, fell down at her knee. Cry and take me back, baby, God knows that you please. If you don't believe, girl, I'll treat you right. If you don't believe, girl, I'll treat you right. Come and walk with me down to my love and shack tonight. I certainly treat you just like you was white. I certainly treat you just like you was white. That don't satisfy you, girl, I'll take your life. I love you, girl, I will tell the world I do. I love you, girl, I will tell the world I do. And that's the reason you treat me like you do. But go ahead, girl, that will be all right for you. But go ahead, girl, that will be all right for you. I will meet you someday when you down in heart look blue.
Yesterday, I saw my friend, the third judge. I managed to work the conversation around to your case.
My case?
You want to hear what he said?
Oh, please.
In these matters, there are so many conflicting opinions that the confusion is impenetrable. At a certain point, by an old tradition, a bell must be rung.
Yes, a bell.
The judge holds that this marks the official opening of the proceedings. There are many arguments against this opinion, but you wouldn't understand them.
Denise!
No,
who is your advocate?
You.
And beside me?
No, sir. No one, monsieur.
Then pay no attention to anyone else.
Fall on the floor if you like.
No! You're not to talk to me like that. Not in front of the advocate. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? You saw me.
Pay
no attention to anyone.
Go, let him go.
Do what your conscience tells you is right.
Let me go.
I'm on my knees, advocate. My knees, advocate. I'm on my knees, sir. I'm on my...
On the Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, wake up,
you I open that door, we'll have those girls in here all over us.
Well, don't do that.
Well, now, with ostensible acquittal, I write out an affidavit of your innocence and make the rounds of all the judges I know personally, beginning with the one I'm painting now.
I explain to him that you're innocent.
And myself guarantee that innocence.
And if he believes you?
As he very well might. You know, we mustn't be too pessimistic. Some of them are bound to believe me.
Yes, and I'd be free.
Ostensibly free. Naturally, the judges I know all belong to the lowest grade. They have the power reserved to the highest court of all to grant a final acquittal.
The highest court?
John, that court is inaccessible to you.
To me?
To all of us.
What the prospects are of the will, we just don't know. And we don't want to know.
I'm sure you understand.
Wood, train going south. Birmingham, the first stop.
Come all you rounders if you want to hear a story told about a brave engineer. Casey Jones, he was a rounder name on a 6-wheel ride, was where he won his fame. He walked in the shed just at 4 o'clock, told his fireman, get the boilers hot. Fireman said, yes, sir, 'cause we ought to been gone, or if he like riding, if it's all I long. Casey Jones, Casey Jones, Casey Jones, feel like riding if it's all I want. Up in the morning, well, he looked like rain. Around the curve swung a passenger train. Up on the bunk was laid Casey Jones. He's a good old rounder, but he's dead and gone. It was after the 4-mile curve, Johnny Devine is where he lost his nerve. Casey, he didn't weaken a bit, had his hands on the throttle when he just hit. Casey Jones, Casey Jones, Casey Jones, had his hands on the throttle when he just hit. On that train sat Miss Alice Fry, says, I'm going to ride with Mr. Casey or die. I'm not good looking, but I take my time. I'm just a rambling mama, got a rambling mind. Casey Jones, Casey Jones, Casey Jones, I'm just a rambling mama, got a rambling mind. You ought to have been there and have seen the sight. People screaming, both black and white. I was there, it was a natural fact. Saw two coaches at the left of the track. Mama, mama, well, I can't see how Papa got killed on the city beat. Go to bed, children, before you cry yourself hoarse. I got you another daddy on the police force.
Make you very uncomfortable, don't I? It distresses you to find me in your company. Yes, I've been told about that. Before I thought you took me for a judge or at least an official of the court. I even thought you were afraid of me, but what you're feeling is pain. You don't like what you see, do you? It's my mouth. You think you can tell from my mouth that I'm condemned, that I'm gonna be found guilty? Guilty!
to make the law. Oh, time, man, oh, be a man. And make the law. Oh, time, man, oh, be a man. And make the law. Oh, time, man, oh, be a man. Oh, my Lord, oh, my God, oh, God, oh, from all, oh, Captain John, he got the heart, oh, driving man, oh, Captain John, he was the heart, oh, driving man, oh, Captain John, he was the heart, oh, driving.
Don't mind me.
Joseph K. You are Joseph K.
Yes.
You're an accused man.
So I've been informed?
Your case is going badly.
My first petition hasn't been offered yet.
For the present, your guilt is assumed to have been proved.
But I'm not guilty. For that matter, how can any man be called guilty? We're all simply men here, one as much as the other.
The guilty always talk like that. What do you propose to do now?
Get more help.
Help?
There are several possibilities I haven't explored yet.
You expect too much from outside help, especially from women.
Women have influence. Take that examining magistrate. He has only to see a woman and he'll climb over the bench and knock down the defendant just to get his hands on her. Yeah, that's an aspect of the court you probably don't know about.
Open the door. I have to catch up with my work at the office. After all, I'm assistant manager of my department.
But it's wrong to thank you. And it's no excuse. I've got a song to sing you. And it's no excuse. And it sure is the devil I believe you gotta lose. You wanna drink a little, you think it's awful nice. When you want to drink a liquor and you think it's awful nice, you put your hand in your pocket and you ain't got the price. You heard about a job and you is on your way. You heard it, Bonnie Job, now you is on your way. 20 men after the same job, all in the same old day. Hard time, hard time, we got hard time now. Hard time, we sure got hard time now. Just think and think about it, we got hard times now. You started in moochin', but your moochin' been vain. You started in the moochin', but your moochin' been vain. Be careful with yourself, you'll get a ball and chain. Light and bacon, under a dollar a pound. Light and bacon, under a dollar a pound. Cotton have started to selling, but it keeps going down and down. Just before election, you was talking how you was going to vote. Just before election, you was talking how you was going to vote. And after election was over, your head down like a billy goat. Hard time, hard time, sure got hard time now. Hard time, we got hard time now. Or just think and think about it, we sure got hard time now.
There stands a guard. A man comes from the country seeking admittance to the law, but the guard cannot admit him. Can the man hope to enter at a later time?
I've heard it before. We've all heard it. A man is dying of old age still waiting there. And just at the end, the guard tells him that the door was meant for him, only for him.
The guard tells him no one could enter this door. And now I'm going to close it. Some commentators have pointed out that the man came to the door of his own free will.
And we're supposed to swallow all that? It's all true?
We needn't accept everything as true. Only as necessary.
God, what a miserable conclusion. It turns lying into a universal principle.
By attempting to defy the court, by such an obviously mad gesture, you hope to plead insanity? You've laid some foundation for that claim by appearing to believe yourself that victim of some kind of conspiracy.
That's a symptom of lunacy, isn't it?
Delusions of persecution.
Delusions?
Well,
I don't pretend to be a martyr, no.
Not even a victim of society?
I am a member of society.
Ça happens to me, my dear.
Persuade the court that you're not responsible by reason of lunacy?
I think that's what the court wants me to believe. Yes? That's the conspiracy. To persuade us all that the whole world is crazy, formless, meaningless, absurd. That's the dirty game. So I've lost my case. What of it? You're losing too. It's all lost. Lost. So what? Does that sentence the entire universe to lunacy?
Said a trunk was too big, don't be bothered on the road. poured you free, placed me in that jail. Arrested poor Dupree, placed him in the jail.
Oh,
he had to mean old judge when he refused to sign him any bail. Wrote a letter to Betty, and this is the way the letter read.
Oh, baby.
He wrote a letter to Betty, and this is the way the letter read. Come home to your daddy, I'm almost dead. Betty went to the jailer, crying, Mr. Jailer, please.
Oh, baby.
Betty went to the jailer, crying, jailer, please.
Oh, Lord.
Please, Mr. Jailer, let me see my youth.
Was the night, and cold was the ground, but we found the light going round and round. Wrapping it up here on Muddy Boots, my name is Down But Not Out Tenali. I hope you've enjoyed part two of Doom, Doldrums, and Fear, Hard Times. Check out muddybootsradio.org for a playlist of this episode, as well as to listen to or download the archives. You can also find Muddy Boots wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. I love researching, compiling, and producing shows for Muddy Boots, and they wouldn't happen without you, so I'm eternally grateful. If you feel so moved, you can donate. Even a buck or two helps. Just follow the link on muddybootsradio.org. All right. Well, it's time to go and carry on, and may the road we walk upon guide us on our way, through the night and day, here and there, until we are gone.